October, day 25. MC Fontaine here. It's really weird that the way that October's panned out, that today, day 25, which is obviously October the 25th, is the anniversary of John Peel's death. So for me, I would say the moment in musical history that affected me the most was that. I described in one of the earlier Octavers about the time I actually met John Peel and what a gent he was, but an awful lot of the music that I came to love, I first found out through John Peel, really. And I think, like a lot of my friends, a lot of musicians that I've grown up with, we all looked up to John Peel and the music that he played to us. And yeah, you know, a lot of it you wouldn't like, but there would always be something that he played that you went, oh wow, I've got to go and buy that tomorrow. So to pay respect to John on John Peel Day, I'm going to play one of his favourite songs, which is No More Ghettos in America by Stanley Winston. And it's introduced by John Peel.
As far as I know, it's the only record this bloke made. The man's voice is just stunning. He's called Stanley Winston, and this is No More Ghettos in America.
You know, today, my friends, so many of us bathing in luxury, fame and fortune, riches, and yet some of us have so little. Some of us today don't even know the ghetto exists in America today. But I don't think there could be another ghetto in America today. Not for me. Something else today, some of us have only to look outside our back doors and look into the ghetto. So much sadness and poverty, loneliness. But you know, today, my friends, we got to stamp out the ghetto. There can't be no more ghettos today in America. I don't think there could be any ghettos in America. Not for me.